Anything is getting to me, I ain't gonna pretend. Sold a couple albums, I ain't got an ascent. Got a couple spots that I'm putting up for rent. Got a couple cars and Uber investments. Economic depression, depression is what they meant. Surviving the recession, a lesson already learned. And I hate to admit it, I hate that I voted him. As much as I hate to say this, he's the reason for MMM. How else would the people survive this government? Problems on problems, feels like it's devil sent. They give with the right hand and take with the left. So when they provide a solution, they take out the elements. They give you power, then they hire a tariff. They give you work, but there's inflation in the streets. So your salary is gone before the end of the month. As if you ever got a job, they steal it from the elite. Try to buy a Benz just for the compliments. Really, I don't need it, but I keep up with the trends. Gotta make ends meet before I meet the end. Senators still yanning dust in parliament. While they passing the bills, I'm out here paying bills. Bills, 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 how much more I gotta pay before I turn around, another palm is in my way. Like AQ, your feet burn me 100k. I got tenants asking, so what am I to say? Other than my brother, there gotta be another way. It's funny how we feel, put a nation in decadence. Bills, 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 my quick teller is evidence. Got a brother asking where all the money went. Invest in the mind, that's money well spent. Invest in the rhyme, well, that's money on the fence. It's like putting your life up for rent.
The global recession is taking the heat out of Africa's second largest economy, which is regaining a workforce.
With the economic crisis, and Lagos recently ranked one of the most difficult places to work in the world, what Nigeria offers now are business opportunities.
Can't drown my sorrows in the bottles no more. The price gone up, I can't afford it no more. My girl's acting up, nah, baby, we're poor. I can't afford no more Christian Dior's. Can't afford no more trips to Dubai. Cause the price of airplane tickets not die. Now she giving me drama, so I tell her I'm done. Now she on Twitter saying men are scum. How else can I deal with the situation? Steady inflation, relationship drama. My siblings and my mama steady calling my phone. Just remind me I gotta send some money home. My friends are like, hey, we just saw you on TV. Perfect opportunity to ask you a loan. Entrepreneurs walking around with CVs, trying to get a job cause the capital's blown. Everybody is corrupt. Some people took a lot, but everybody is corrupt. How much would you take if you had a chance to loot? Maybe double of what this Yanni took. What if I told you that's little compared to what his politicians do? This is cinematic music. Grab a smoothie and sit back and watch. Till it's your time, my God puts you in the blood. I make money just browsing the internet. Digital waves, tech, Google AdSense. That's quiet money, I don't need that noise. EFCC clamping down on y'all boys. Nah, DSS are getting the judges now. So who's gonna judge the judge and put him down? Judge not, say ye may not be judged. Matthew 713, bruh.
Oil and natural gas account for 80% of government revenue and almost all of Nigeria's exports. The $20 billion in funding reserves Nigeria had in 2008 when oil prices topped $100 a barrel has now reportedly dwindled.
And Nigeria historically has had very fractious elections. They need a lot of money to basically buy political support. And we're concerned in this type of political environment. You have a virulent insurgency in the north. Everyone knows about Boko Haram. The violence just continues there, and the government's having to pay the military, while at the same time you have state governors asking for money to pad their election war chests, and we're very, very concerned that there's just not the cash available. I mean, Nigeria, it's double trouble. I mean, Nigeria is a very large country, 180 million people. The money does not go as far, so they're vitally dependent on revenue. So they're facing a very, very significant revenue shortfall, and this is a country with significant religious, regional divisions. There's high levels of violence there. And again, it's oil money that helps hold the whole system together. It fuels the patronage machine there. And when that dries up, there is heightened risk of unrest.